Let us begin our service. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, whose steadfast love is everlasting, whose faithfulness endures from generation to generation. Amen.
Amen.
Trusting in the mercy of God, let us confess our sin. Reconciling God, we confess that we do not trust your abundance, and we deny your presence in our lives. We place our hope in ourselves and rely on our own efforts. We fail to believe that you provide enough for all. We abuse your good creation for our own benefit. We fear difference and do not welcome others as you have welcomed us. We sin in thought, word, and deed. By your grace, forgive us. Through your love, renew us. And in your spirit, lead us, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life. Amen. Beloved of God, by the radical abundance of divine mercy, we have peace with God through Christ Jesus, through whom we have obtained grace upon grace. Our sins are forgiven. Let us live now in hope. For hope does not disappoint, because God's love has been poured into our hearts. En el nombre del Padre, y del Hijo, y del Espíritu Santo. Amen. Our opening hymn is All Who Hunger Gather Gladly, verse number 1. La gracia de nuestro Señor Jesucristo, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, el amor de Dios, the love of God, y la comunión del Espíritu Santo sean con todos ustedes, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and also with you, y también contigo. And now let us pray together. Glorious God, your generosity waters the world with goodness, and you cover creation with abundance. Awaken in us a hunger for the food that satisfies both body and spirit, and with this food, fill all the starving world. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. We now turn our hearts and our minds to Scripture.
The first reading is from Isaiah chapter 55, the Message version. A reading from Isaiah. Hey there, all who are thirsty, come to the water. Are you penniless? Come anyway, buy and eat. Come buy your drinks, buy wine and milk. Buy without money, everything's free. Why do you spend your money on junk food, your hard-earned cash on cotton candy? Listen to me. Listen well. Eat only the best. Fill yourself with only the finest. Pay attention. Come close now. Listen carefully to my life-giving, life-nourishing words. I'm making a lasting covenant commitment with you, the same that I made with David. Sure, solid, enduring love. I set him up as a witness to the nations, made him a prince and leader of the nations, and now I'm doing it to you. You'll summon nations you have never heard of, and nations who've never heard of you will come running to you because of me, your God, because the Holy of Israel has honored you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. At this time is our children's sermon, so all of you kids, you can unmute yourselves. How is everyone this morning? Good. Oh, I hear someone saying good, good. Hi, Kaya. Hi, Sophia. Hi, Will. Hi, JC. Hi, Marquez kids.
Hey.
Oh, who else? Hi, right-hand man, Antonio and Allie. Great to see all of you. Today, we are talking about Jesus feeding a lot of people. Any of you remember how many people Jesus feeds? There's a story about that in the Bible. What's that, Sophia? I can't hear you that well. It starts with this many.
Yeah, 5,000,
okay? And actually, it's 5,000 men. Because in the Bible, they usually just counted men. But it does say 5,000 men plus women and children. So it's actually a lot more than 5,000. And here, can you see this picture? Here is a picture of Jesus feeding the 5,000. Can you see which one maybe is Jesus? Look around. What do you think? Where do you think Jesus is? I'll give you a hint. Maybe look in the middle. See that one standing there with a red robe? That's Jesus, right here in the middle. And the two right there in the white robes next to him are his disciples, his friends. And if you look throughout, look at all of these people in the white robes. See them all there? What do they have? They have baskets. Now, they only had 5 loaves and 2 fish, but somehow with that, they were able to feed over 5,000 people. See, some are there sitting, some are standing. But you know what? Jesus' friends were ready to send all of them home. They said, you know what, Jesus? It's late. You've been having a busy day healing people and loving people. Why don't we send all these people away and have them go find food? But Jesus said, nope, you go and feed them. So that's what they did. They took their loaves and their fish and they fed all those people. So what does that mean for us? We are Jesus' friends, right? All of us are Jesus' disciples, followers of Jesus. So when we may get tired and we say, oh, let's send our friends home, or maybe the people here in this neighborhood, they can just get their own food. But what does Jesus say to us? Nope. You take what you have and you feed the others, because what I have given you is enough to go around. He says, if you don't believe me, just look to the stories of the Bible of where I help my friends feed others, and you can do the same. And maybe you say, well, I don't cook, or I don't have any food, I don't have anything to give, but you have your love, right? That's all you need to do is love others in Jesus' name. Jesus says we have enough, we are enough, we do enough. And may that be what we do always. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for this day.
Thank you for this day.
Thank you for your son, Jesus, who teaches us how to feed others and how to love others. May we remember this always until all the world is fed. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks, kids. You can now mute yourselves, and we're going to hear the story in the Bible of Jesus feeding over 5,000 people with the help of his friends. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 14th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now, when Jesus heard about the beheading of John the Baptist, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish." And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowds. And all ate and were filled. And they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace and peace to you from God, our Creator, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. If not us, who? If not now, when? Now, this is a famous quote first attributed to Hillel, a first century Hebrew scholar. But over the years, it's also been attributed to many other famous people. JFK, Ronald Reagan, John Lewis. And perhaps it's because it's such a good quote, so many have used it, that people forget who actually started with it. But regardless of who said it or who has quoted it and requoted it, it's one that bears repeating often. It goes like this: if not us, who? If not now, when? And I was reminded of this quote when I read today's gospel reading, specifically the part where Jesus responds to his disciples about the crowd that is still gathered around them. Jesus says, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." If not us, who? If not now, when? People are hearing this call and feeding others. The Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, our greater Lutheran church body, through the ELCA World Hunger, is helping feed people in 62 countries, including the US. And we even have in our package of envelopes, we have many envelopes that go to this ELCA World Hunger. They need not go away, Jesus tells us. You give them something to eat. Then there's a woman in Ventura, California. She began going around to the homeless on the riverbanks in her town to help stop the spread of COVID-19. And she wasn't getting very far with them. They were wondering who this stranger was trying to help them. So what did she do? She started bringing food. And she soon realized she couldn't do it on her own. There were so many people that needed to be fed. So she reached out to her neighbors and said, "Can anyone help me?" As a result, hundreds of neighbors are now helping her feed the homeless in their midst. And now lawyers are involved to help them get the benefits they need, and doctors and nurses, all because she started out and she heard that call, "If not us, who? If not now, when?" Then there's Helping Harvest, our local food bank, who keeps increasing the amount of food given to help families in need, because more and more people in this area of Pennsylvania are finding themselves in need of food. They need not go away, Jesus tells us. You give them something to eat. Then there's Café Esperanza, a cafe started by Hope Lutheran Church just over the bridge, still here in Northwest Reading. And this is a cafe that was a pay-as-you-go cafe, was slated to open just as COVID was beginning. So they were not able to officially open, but every week, twice a week, they offer free, rich, delicious food to their neighbors. And they expect nothing in return. If not us, who? If not now, when? Members and neighbors here at Christ hear this call and do our to-go community meals and monthly food distributions. You know that the next community meal is already planned, August 15th, and so many are already involved. They need not go away, Jesus tells us. You give them something to eat. You see, that's what this story today is all about. People hearing the call to feed others, to love others. So often we look at it as a miracle. Jesus' miracle of multiplying the loaves and fishes. But it's also a miracle about one person giving to another. It's about the miracle of moving away from caring for oneself and moving to caring for others. For you see, the disciples wanted to send that large crowd away that day. After all, they were tired, and they assumed, and probably quite correctly, that Jesus was tired. So they said to Jesus, "This is a deserted place," meaning there were no McDonald's around, right? Oh, wait, no, they didn't have McDonald's back then. Okay, so it's a deserted place, they told him. I don't see any fish around. And the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves. But Jesus' response is essentially, if not us, who? If not now, when? Jesus knows that these disciples have enough to go around. And it's about changing their perspective, seeing all that they have rather than seeing all that they lack. That's what's happening for us too. We could choose to see all that we don't have, right? Especially in the midst of this pandemic, maybe some of you are without jobs, or you're not sure how long your job will last. Some of you are seeing how you are still not in this church building and you're still at home. Or maybe you're wondering where your next meal will come from. But Jesus is here today and telling us that we have enough to share with the world. And for those of you that don't know, yesterday, a group of us church leaders from this church, from Christ Lutheran, a group of us gathered here with our masks distance 6 feet apart, to talk about our calling as disciples of Christ. We tried not to look at what we don't have, but instead the abundance of gifts that God has given us, how we can still reach out to our neighbors, how we are still disciples of Christ within our community and beyond. Even in the midst of COVID-19, even in the midst of all the uncertainties that keep coming our way. We talked about how we could help the local elementary school, Glenside Elementary, even if they don't go back into the building this year. We also talked about looking at ways to get our youth to reach out to our seniors in need. We talked about exploring the idea of an outdoor worship service for God's Work Our Hands Sunday, which is in the middle of September. And since our Christmas bazaar is most likely not happening in October, we talked about doing another community meal then, or finding some other act of love that we could share with our neighbors. We may not be worshiping in this building, but as we say time and time again, we are still the church. Jesus still reminds us that we are in this together with him leading the charge. So where do you find yourself in these tasks laid before us for reaching out? How can you respond to the call that Jesus gives you? They need not go away. You give them something to eat. If not us, who? If not now, when? Perhaps some of you live too far away to actively help here in this neighborhood, but you know of a food pantry in your area that can use your time or your donations. Or perhaps some of you can't commit to any of these active pieces, but you can commit to praying for us and uplifting those who are on this journey. Or perhaps you are struggling with your own food insecurity or job insecurity, and you yourselves need to be uplifted. Then come join us for the to-go community meal. Get a meal for yourself and pick up an extra one to bring to your neighbor who's also in need. Or reach out and we will bring it to you. For Jesus reminds us that there is a place for all of us here at the table. We are all God's beloved, and we all have gifts to share with the world. Jesus keeps reminding us that we have so much, and Jesus keeps telling us that we can share what we have with others, just as the disciples did so long ago. They were ready to turn the people away, and yet Jesus told them to stay. We may be fearful and turned in on ourselves, looking only for what we can get, and instead, Jesus turns us outward. We can go the extra mile. We can reach out in love to our neighbors because of the love that Jesus gives us. We can pray for one another. We can walk together. For Jesus keeps telling us, they need not go away. You give them something to eat. If not us, who? If not now, when? Que así sea. Thanks be to God. Gracias al Señor. Amen. Our hymn of the day for this morning is Let Us Go Now to the Banquet. Vamos todos al banquete.
Let us go now.
Offer up our prayers to God. Remember that there will be a time where you can unmute yourselves and offer up your prayers for all to hear. Let us pray. Confident of your care and helped by the Holy Spirit, we pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. You take resources that appear to be meager, bless them, and there is enough. May your church trust that what you bless and ask us to share with the world is abundantly sufficient. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Your bountiful creation offers sustenance and life for all creatures. Protect this abundance for the well-being of all. Reverse the damage we have caused your creation. Replenish groundwater supplies, provide needed rains in places of drought, and protect forests from wildfires. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You offer yourself to all the nations and peoples of the earth, inviting everyone to abundant life. Bring the prophetic vision to fullness, that all nations will run to you, and that nations who do not know you will find their joy in you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You care for all who are sick or suffering. Bring relief to all afflicted with the coronavirus and all those isolated or alone. Strengthen caregivers, health workers, and all whose work ensures the safety and well-being of others. Console, heal, and nourish all in need this day, especially those we name before you. Chris, Shelley, Alan.
Pray for Bob's brother Richard and my brother Maris.
Pray for Becky Seeds and Bud Seeds.
For Anna.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You offer freely the fullness of salvation. Give our congregation such a welcoming heart that our words and actions may extend your free and abundant hospitality to all whom we encounter. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For what else shall we pray?
For leaders in the world to be empathetic with the people they lead and be able to lead us in these troubled times.
For all police officers who are out there trying to assure our safety.
For all churches, especially in the Reading Lutheran Parish.
For all healthcare workers and those on the front lines.
For those who have the coronavirus, especially our member, Terry Saunders, that she may get well quickly.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You gather your saints as one, united in the body of Jesus. Bring us with all your saints to the heavenly banquet. We remember with love and thanksgiving the saints we have known. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In the certain hope that nothing can separate us from your love, we offer these prayers to you through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. At this time will be our offering. Please get your offerings ready to mail to Christ or go to our website and give via Vanco or PayPal. Know that without your support, we would not be able to be disciples of Christ within our community and beyond. Amen. And now together let us pray. Merciful God, our ordinary gifts seem small for such a celebration, but you make of them an abundance, just as you do with our lives. Give us strength for service in your name, through the hope of the risen Christ. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our sending hymn is Let Us Talents and Tongues Employ. teaching people to live to bless, love in word and in deed express. Jesus lives again, earth can breathe again, pass the word around, love's about. Jesus lives again, earth can breathe again, pass the word around, love's about. Jesus calls us in, sends us out, bearing fruit in a world of doubt, gives us love to tell, bread to share, God Emmanuel everywhere. Jesus lives again, earth can breathe again, pass the word around, love's about. Jesus lives again, earth can breathe again, pass the word around, love's about. Amen. And now may the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing, so that we may be disciples of Christ within our community and beyond, through the gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And may the God of all grace bless us now and forever. En el nombre del Padre, y del Hijo, y del Espíritu Santo. Amen. Go forth into the world to serve God with gladness. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God. Gracias al Señor. This ends our service for this morning. God bless you this week, and join us next week to celebrate the 10th Sunday after Pentecost. Same time, same place. Vayan en paz.
Hi, everybody.
Good morning, Sue.
Good morning,
everyone.